All right. Welcome to Tech Ego. And like I always said, it's a show that takes us into the depth of tech, the ins and outs, the ups and downs of technology. And today we are going to look at the power of change. The power of change. And most of us don't like change. We don't like a shift. We don't like to shift. We feel like whenever there is a shift, we feel challenged. We feel threatened because there is a shift. Because whenever there is a shift, there's always a request for you to do more and for you to do better. And that request seems to be threatening. So this is a threatening, it's a point of threat, because you want to remain in your old way of doing things. You want to remain in your old way of doing things, but time is saying there is a new way of doing things, but we want to go back to old ways because the old ways are easy. And we were complacent, we were lenient, we don't want to change. Because we feel that, change is not good. We are antagonized. Now the power of change introduces new opportunities of either learning or doing things. So you learn. The advantages of change is that you reskill and you upskill. You reskill, you upskill. Those are the advantages of change. And once you reskill and you upskill, then it means that you have introduced a new way of doing things, and that has added value to your life. So a human life is actually more worth than a house. A human life appreciates every second. So a house appreciates every year, but a human life appreciates every second. So that's the human being is the highest being in value. Now, why am I saying this? Because we are looking at the time that we are living in is a digital time. And then the digital time, like we always say, and this is a topic that keeps coming, because we have emerging technologies that are coming up and emerging ways, new ways of doing things. I was listening to Wanda yesterday when he was talking about the issue of the Master of High Court, which a lot of documents are still in manual form. So they are not yet converted into digital form. So that's another reluctance to change. It's a swamp that is created against change. So imagine if we all change and we transform our systems into digital. You no longer need to carry your ID from one ministry to the other. If you visited the bank, your ID system is in the domain. It's in the public domain. So if you say, what is your name? And you say, my name is ABC. Once they type that ABC, it comes back. It comes out with your ID number and everything. Your information, everything is there. They just get into a portal. They log into you. Not into you as such, but they log into your details, because it's in public domain. Then they get what they want, the documents that they want. then you are helped. But that requires upskilling and reskilling. It requires upskilling and reskilling to employees, those who are employed to do the work. People in offices, the technocrats, will need a training of some sort for them to deal with that change. Because it is one thing to digitize, it's another thing to reskill or to upskill, because you can introduce machineries, you can introduce new softwares and technology, but if the people that are supposed to use that technology are not skilled, you still have setbacks. So if the people that are supposed to use that technology are not skilled, you will still have setback. So for you to avoid that setback, people need to be skilled. They need to be prepared. So people need to be prepared. You say, maybe in 6 months' time, we are going to introduce a digital, we are going to introduce ABCD in our company. And this 6 months, we give you guys training. There'll be training. Those who are at this department will train you so that you are coming to deal with this type of change. So you are trained, and then in the process you gain skill and you reskill or you upskill. That's one challenge, number one. Reskilling is challenge number one, because number one, we are resistant to change. Number two, we are threatened by change. Whenever change comes, we are resistant to it because we feel threatened. But when change comes, is because we want to introduce another way of success and excellence in performing. So, for example, when people were writing with pens and pencils, then came typewriters. They were introduced typewriters. Some teachers, those typewriters went out of fashion without them even attempting to even touch a key on those typewriters. And then the typewriter era was gone. Then the computers came. And some teachers even retired without even pressing a button on a computer keyboard. So that's how stiff the resistance to change is. We have built buffer zones in our minds and blockades to make sure that we don't change at all. We don't adapt. And that becomes dangerous. So the effect of the refusal to change or to upskill, mostly the consequences result into loss of job. Because companies are established for a purpose of profit and productivity. So you want to be productive, you want to be profitable, and you want to stay relevant, you want to protect, you want to keep your brand alive. So you can, but if there is any employee that is not working towards that, which means this employee is not gathering. There is a biblical proverb that says, or a statement that Jesus said, "He that does not gather with me scatters abroad." So which means If you are not gathering with a company, you are scattering. So you are scattering abroad. So you become an enemy of progress, even though it is not your wish. But the fact that you do not want to upskill, you do not want to reskill, you do not want to scale up your work and become more productive, you become an enemy of progress. So you become an enemy of progress. So upskilling and reskilling, as far as the change, and this may sound far from technology, but it is very well, it is very much intertwined with technology. Technology cannot be successful in a company, or it cannot be, the company cannot successfully integrate digital means of operation if employees do not upskill and reskill. So it requires upskilling and reskilling. We learn new things every day. Those people who are in design, those who are in production, we learn things, new things every day. Because every day calls for new way of doing things. So if you want to stick to yesterday, ask Nokia. They will tell you the consequences of that. Now let me give you what Nokia did. In 2011, the last Nokia phones were called the operating system was called Symbian, right? The Symbian, you have the Nokia C5, E72, Nokia E5, E6, E7. Then what the mistake they did, instead of, because that time it was Jelly Bean, that is Android, being introduced with Samsung Young or Galaxy Young, Galaxy Pocket. Those were the first phones that they came with, the first operating system of Android. I think it was Jelly Bean 4.0, if I'm not mistaken. That was the operating system before they went to KitKat 4.4.0. So Nokia refused to get into Android. They went to Microsoft. So Microsoft or Windows Phone, it became the most useless and most complicated phone ever Nokia has ever done. And then it never got the market. I'm talking about the Nokia Lumia. So it never went to the market because Nokia did not want to change. Or maybe they went to change, but they changed wrongly. Because there is a difference between, it's another thing to change, and it's another thing to determine as to whether you are changing rightfully or wrongly. So Nokia chose a wrong change. It went into uncommon waters. And they found themselves alone there. And when they came back, Nokia, Samsung, there was Samsung and Apple. And then Huawei. But before then, there was only Nokia and Samsung that were very common. And they remained in the market. iPhone or Apple was not that common because it was because of Nokia that was flooding the market. So Nokia lost all that because of change. They were resistant to that specific change. And that's what we are talking about. So if you become resistant to change, you will lose a lot. And you don't just lose a lot, you even lose even that which you have. You start losing it because you can't keep it. You start losing it because you can't keep it. So upskilling is number one priority. So, and this is for employers who keep providing internal opportunities for people to reskill and upskill, which means they create opportunities for people to, or for employees to learn new skills. You can find somebody who is a cleaner, but if this cleaner is determined, the next year you will find her on switchboard or on, she has become a computer person. She's the one taking, you know, because the person has decided to reskill, to upskill. It cuts across all, it cuts across the board. When it comes to reskilling, it's across the board. Military upskilling, military reskilling. Some other countries now are taking advantage of Ukraine to beef up their defense, to beef up, to close the loopholes. You say, oh, so this type of tactic, excuse me, which means we are weaker here. Iran benefited from the Iraq invasion or the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003 because it was next border, across the border. They were watching very well to say the U.S., oh, they introduced a no-fly zone. There are countries who knows how to counter that. So the North, they also benefited. The Syrians, they got one or two skills. That's why it became difficult to topple them in 2011, 8 years later. The U.S. could not successfully topple them. They've learned a lot from Afghanistan and they've learned from Iraq. Yeah, so those are opportunities and the opportunities come and you have to grab them. But if we just watch, for example, when Facebook came, many businesses took advantage of the Facebook, so we can actually create a Facebook page and we can market our products on Facebook, with Instagram, with Twitter, with wherever there are people, let's follow them. But even during COVID-19, the churches that demonized camera, demonized television, they demonized everything. They had to be forced to think smart, to say, hey, let us reskill here because this is a new sphere. It's a new time. Let's follow where the people are. And they started giving offering electronically. Before Bushiri was arrested, there was offering, digital offering. People give doing EFT, electronic fund transfer. That's change. Now, when change comes, when new technologies come, which means new skills have come. So, if you were used to have a bank book, you go inside and the bank person does everything for you and you just sign. It's a bank book. Bob cards came. It's a bob card. You don't need to go to stand in. You just stand in a queue. You go in at the ATM, press 1, 2, 3, you are gone. So, but if you don't know how to do 1, 2, 3, you are at the mercy of those who know, and they can 1, 2, 3 you nicely to the end of your coins. Because they understand the system, you don't understand. So, but if you know, you just come at the ATM, you know how to read, you put in, you withdraw your money, you are gone. Then came banking apps that you download on your phone. When they came, they also required skills. You need to have some knowledge on how to use it. So you get, it's just a minute, you have already transferred money. So you don't even need to move from a place to the other. That's change. And those who resist the change, they keep paying the price. The practical example that I can give you again is, you know, the digitization of cable news, or when phones came, radio decided, no, wait. I will remain behind if I don't follow the people. The people are now on phones. So let me follow them. Let me be part of the package. And you can buy a phone that has radio, FM. Then smartphones came. Still radio followed. And now we have applications, in our case, a radio app, an Eagle FM app, on which you can even advertise. There are even advertisements now on that app. So, and those people who are resisting to change, they fall behind. Now, instead of a blind person to carry the whole track of books, for example, you want to go to church and you want to carry the Bible because you don't know from which verse, chapter and book the pastor is going to read. And because of the way the Bible is written for the blind, it's very complex because 66 books, maybe it is going to get to 660 books of the Bible. So you will need a museum built specially for you to keep those books, or a library. So you will need a truck to take you to church. But technology has come to say, no, guys, you are doing it the wrong way. Application. So there is a Bible app that you can download in. Have it in your phone. You don't need to. You just carry your phone. So, and those who don't want to change, they suffer the consequences. Anyway, you can even not find a complete Bible in Braille. You never find it. It's very expensive. There was a book that I wanted to translate into Braille. And just to scan it, I was already charged up to 1,500, excluding the cost of printing it. So that's very expensive. So, the technology comes to say, you guys are doing it the wrong way. Let's do things the 2022 way, not the 1960 way. We are no longer there. Of carrying a hymn book, physical book, and pages. No, we are no longer there. Just download Imba. Is there? So download Imba. That's a hymn book. If you are in the north, you can sing there. You just have to look into your phone. I don't know how you guys look into your phones. but you just need to look into your phone, and that's it. So if you say hymn number 540, you are still paging chi, 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 chi. Some people don't even know where 540 is. They go to 1,000 before they go to 500. And by the time they find the song, the preaching is already done. So, but when you get on the Imba, there is a search tab there. You just put in 540 and then it pops up. You are sorted. So change. If you resist change, it is very costly. Very, very costly. It is going to cost you. Resisting change will cost you. Now, the people who had pick a phone in 1999, they made money. Right? They made monies. But when cell phones became cheaper, that it was, it is now, things have now, the phones have now flooded the market. They couldn't see an opportunity in that, in the new change. They want to stick to pick a phone. They reduced it. Now it is $5 to call. Now it is $2 to call. You are no longer making business. You want to stay relevant, but you are resistant to change. Therefore, you are blind to opportunities that are new. So, you die out completely. But the people who saw an opportunity, they say, hey, wait a minute. Let me study this system, the new system. Oh, this new, this phone will need a cover. So let me venture into a business of selling phone covers. Nokia phone covers, Siemens phone covers. Or this other one says, these phones get broken. Let me venture into a system of fixing the screens and replacing the keypads. Replacing of parts. They got it. And this one says, no, these people are calling using airtime. Let me venture into the business of selling airtime. You would really say there is no skilling and upskilling there, but it is there, silently, softly, is there. So this person says, let me venture into this thing. So the advent of cars, the donkey cart business started dying. And when the donkey cart business started dying, few people say, look, these cars will need to be replaced. Let me venture into how to learn how this car works and to do mechanics. So every change that comes introduces a new opportunity. But we don't see it. When, of course, we introduced a newspaper last year, there became a need of writing stories. People need to write stories. So, it was a bit of a challenge to me. But then I thought, let me do research and find out how do people write. Because every change introduces an opportunity. And it will be foolish for one to ignore the opportunity that comes with a new change. And this is very, very, very expensive. Very expensive. You know, it is cheaper to come to go to US and come back. Cheaper to go to the moon and come back. But it is very expensive to be ignorant of opportunities and new changes. So I said the other day that if I have to make a choice between ignorance and COVID-19, I would choose COVID-19. Because I can recover from COVID-19. But it is very rare for one to recover from ignorance. So ignorance is one of the biggest and overcomable pandemic once you have it. So COVID-19, I can recover. I grew up in the village, so I know how to deal with flu and all those stuff. Unless it is my time to kick the bucket. That I can admit. But if it's not my time, I can deal with COVID-19. So I can choose COVID-19 freely. If there is ignorance and COVID-19 put there, I'll choose the COVID-19 plate. So it is very expensive to, and that's why you see countries that are technologically advanced, because every change they see an opportunity. When COVID-19 came, people started to create COVID-19 tracing applications, contact tracing applications. They amplified the use of Zoom and Microsoft Teams. They amplified collaborations and. Because those changes, the change, the problems present progress. So it's a problem that presents progress. It is 21 minutes to 12. We should go for a short break. And we come back and continue. But if you want to be part of the conversation after the short break, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That's a number you can use to come through.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right.
All
right. We come back. We come back and we continue. We are talking about expensive, the expensive, if I can break English, you will allow me, the expensiveness. I don't know whether there's such a word of ignorance. Yeah, so it's very expensive to resist change. But when you are upskilling, especially with technology, most of us want to run to, oh, there's a new technology in town. We want it. We bring it. But we fail to identify the key technologies that we will really want for our company, for a business. What are the key technologies that you want? And how are they going to enhance productivity and profit in your business? Because you want something that will come and work. Not something that will come and decorate the shelves or the desks. Having a lot of devices or not having a lot of devices is not really what determines whether you are advanced or not. But being advanced has to do with how you use what you have. technology is not really, it does not mean that when you have it, it's automatic that you will be successful. No, it's how you use it. It can be a new tech, but is it relevant for your business? Is it viable for the environment in which you are? Is it, it can be a good, it's good. Every technology is good, but not every technology is beneficial to you, because companies and businesses have or operate under different circumstances and environments. So they operate under different environments. So you need to understand your environment, and then you identify which are the technologies that can help us. I was listening to a new technology that has been made now, the specs, that these specs are wired in a way that once you put them on and you are blind, they'll be able to tell you what is in front. So they will be able to tell you what is in front. They are made with sensors and an assistive voice technology that is able to tell you that, okay, there is a door in front of you and the door is open or is closed. So the person that did that came up with this technology did quite well. It was fascinating. But with rough people like me, I think by the time that thing is, I'm already into the, because I think change also comes to how you are wired. There is a certain wiring that we have wired ourselves in that we become resistant automatically. It doesn't even come to your conscious. It's part of you throughout. That you still have, a tool, but you still want to do manually. If you go into government offices, you find somebody seated in front of a computer, but is opening a drawer to search for a file that is a physical file, manual. But the person is seated in front of a desktop, 500 gigabytes hard drive, 4 gig memory RAM, quite very good processor, Windows 10, but this computer is just for Facebook, uploading their pictures. And when you are coming to ask it, they are looking for it. They are searching into shelves. He pulls this, check there. There is nothing. He comes in. The person is seated next to a computer, new computer. It was just installed with Wi-Fi, everything. But the person is still operating in 1981, when people are in, on the, what is it, 15 March 2022. Person is still in 15 March 1980. So, if the people that are coming to deal with this technology are not trained to deal with it, it will be decoration. It will be a decoration. So it will be a decoration. Just like I went to the village and I see people, they say they are going to take their phones to be charged. Say, you are going to take your phone to be charged. Where? You charge your phones here. No, we don't. But you have a generator. So, it's the same thing that is there. So somebody seated next to a powerful tool that he does not know how to use. Now, they always used to be memes about blind people. That a blind person is seated next to something that is written and you are going to die today and he does not see it. Well, I think it is more worse with people that can see because they don't read. You find somebody eating in front of a billboard written, no eating here, but the person is still chewing. And when confronted by the security guards who say no, don't you know that we don't eat here? So, where is it? Who said? No, but it is written there. Where? In front of you, there is a billboard there. No eating. So, we are all blind. So, in Africa here, we are all blind because things that are written, we all don't have access. Equal access to it. So that's sitting with a tool and not knowing how to use it equals to not having it at all. So I find these people going to charge phones. I said, oh, but you have the generator here, the same thing that is charging phones there. This is the same thing. So, after debates, they switched on the generator and they charged their phone. And they, that's when they were saying, oh, we didn't know. Yeah. But it's the same thing that is charging, what is charging where you are taking your phones. It's like somebody saying, police are bringing empty CDs. Ban for me this music. When you can just download music and just Shazam the song. And it pops up, you download it. We are gone are those days when you have to give, to buy empty CDs for somebody to ban music. We are gone past that time. Now this is a time where I listen to a song in a taxi, I just put on my phone, Shazam it, it pops up. I have it. On the go. On the go. So the world is changing. And when the world is changing, people who remain behind are the people who are resistant to change. It's not because they are marginalized. No. It's no more marginalization. It's because people are resistant to change. There's no exception. Marginalization is a political word. It succeeds with political campaigns. But if we have to speak, we have to say things from a practical sense. Nobody is marginalized by technology. It's just a matter of, and technology is actually cheaper. There are quite a number of expensive technologies, yes. But there are quite a number of cheaper technologies that just work quite well. So if you are a student, you are a blind student, and you want to print books, the same money that you are going to spend in printing textbook is actually more than a smartphone or a laptop that you can buy and have soft copy. The money that you spend in printing Braille is more than the money you will spend in buying a laptop and have everything in soft copy. So that's how easy the world has become. I think the world has become easy and difficult at the same time. Difficult to the fact that we can't change. We are resistant to change. So, when you have reskilled, when you have reskilled and upskilled, you can even participate in an internal decision-making group or process of the company, because you understand. You will not say, no, these people just make decision because they, these people just make this decision and they exclude us. No. You are involved there because you have a new skill that gives you an opportunity and access to have an opinion about a change. Say, what, you guys, what do you think? Can we have this machine? And somebody say, let us look at the pros and cons of this machine. This machine is efficient, but I think for our environment, it will not be viable, not be economical, because maintenance of this machine is expensive. I think there are other alternatives that we should look at. And there are new devices that are coming in as far as even special education is concerned. And the Ministry of Education is not even aware of it. So the Ministry of Education is not even aware that there are new devices that are coming in to help. So the Ministry of Education is not aware of that. The government is not aware. Because the government can say, we must digitize, must go into digital. But if the person who is sitting in the computer, in the office, does not understand, that word digital will just be a new vocabulary. So that word will just be a new, I added bombastic word, digitization. So it will just be a bombastic word. The person is seated in the computer in the office, and you call them to say, please check for me if my thing has come. Because this document is not digital, the person will keep searching and say, no, please call back tomorrow. And you call back tomorrow, you find yourself, you're on Friday, tossed to and fro by offices, because people don't understand. There are cases in the north where somebody sent to go and you want to make a birth certificate, and they say, go and get the letter from your headman. Then you go, and after that you are sent a baptismal certificate. And, because people don't understand what they are doing. So you are sent a baptismal certificate and another letter that proves that you are still a true residence of a Ngodi village. Ah! Who is to say if you already sent me the headman's letter and the baptismal certificate? So, it's because people don't understand. And you have a pile up of documents that don't even make sense. And when change comes to say, now we are changing this document into a soft copy, because you don't know, because you are solid and you cannot be soft, you become threatened and you're about to lose your job because you don't. And the new, and I kept saying this last year, the whole of last year, that the new world order that is coming will have nothing to do with democracy, affirmative action, human right, it will have nothing to do with those things. So those things are going to perish with this world order that we are in. The new world order is about whether or not you have the skill. Are you able to do it? Yes or no? If yes, get in. If no, go out. So it's not a democratic system. Because it's not even going to be driven by Ministry of Labor. It's going to be driven by artificial intelligence, productivity, profitability. Those are words that are going to drive the new world order. So if we are resistant to change and we deceive ourselves that there will be Nafau, Napu, not in the new world order. There will be no union to represent anybody losing a job because there is a new fourth industrial revolution. It's not coming with democracy. It comes with technocracy. So you must be a friend to Mr. Technology for you to continue working in the coming new world order. So don't even put your trust in a union, labor union. They will die in 2025, one by one. And by 2032, we are talking about robots. We are talking about other things. So that's how expensive it is to resist change. That's how expensive it is to resist change. When you resist change, you are not sympathetic to your future. So you are not sympathetic to your future when you resist change. It's very, very expensive. If there is any sympathy, it must be.
All Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods. The COVID-19.
To our valued listeners, the situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer and we will fight this the Namibian way.
We are crossing over now to the COVID-19 briefing that the president is talking today on the new measures, possible changes. This is the 40th. COVID-19, or the 41st rather, COVID-19 briefing by the president.
To protect the most vulnerable members of our society.